final segment of our water month here at Rosie on the House. We've had a number of great interviews, talked to some great people. And if you've missed any of them, you can go online at rosieonthehouse.com/radio. Go through each Saturday in October and you'll find a different water topic. We've talked about water supply. We've talked about water treatment. We've talked about water heaters. We've talked about water audits. We've talked about water recycling. And we're talking about the SRP surface water system that supplies a number of residents. How many customers does SRP have, Andrew?
Including me.
Well, so on the power side, we have over 1 million customers. And then on the water side, within our service area, there's probably about 2 million people in our service area. So,
and on your SRP power bill, there's an option that you can donate X amount to solar programs for nonprofits. And if you've ever wondered, is that going anywhere? If you heard the very first hour this morning, our 7 o'clock Arizona hour, with Liberty Wildlife Refuge, mm-hmm. their location there on the Salt River at about 24th Street south of the airport has a huge solar canopy, and it's designated by that solar program that SRP provides. So you can actually go see where that donation has gone into place and helps the Liberty Wildlife and their effort to, you know, rescue and return wildlife to nature. So good work there, guys. Now, yeah. Gary keeps talking about an interesting topic that we'll want to make sure we squeeze in here.
Yeah, and of course, I see it all the time when I'm running along the canals.
All the things you don't hear during commercial break.
Yeah. No, this goes back a few years ago. Mark Knopfler, who is a musician who I really enjoy, his keyboard player and the rest of the band were in town for a Phoenix concert about 6 years ago. And on his blog, he said, I was walking along the canals and was fascinated by all the tilapia and was told that that was a way that they organically keep the canals clean. It eats a lot of weeds. And I answered back to him. I said, you're almost correct about the fish. It's actually a special type of grass carp. And that's a program that y'all started back in the late 80s that's been very successful.
Yeah. And those fish are called white aimer. And instead of putting chemicals into the canals to keep the vegetation out of there.
You put fish poop?
Yeah. We have these biological cleaners, I guess. So they do a great job of keeping the canals clean.
We did say organic.
That's right.
So I've noticed that everybody, you know, CAP has their own systems. The water reclamation plant at Palo Verde has their own. And, you know, they all use a different type of fish. Are these unique to SRP or are these the same ones that the other municipalities use?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not 100% sure of, but I know that all of our fish that we use are the white aimer, and they're sterilized because we don't want, you know, they're an imported species, and we want to make sure they don't breed and become invasive. So they're a nice fish that we actually, when we do canal dry up, we take nets and we capture them and relocate them because we don't want to lose our canal cleaners.
And do you know how they're sterilized?
You know, I do not. So that's a great question. I know that, you know, it makes them an expensive little fish when they go through the sterilization process. So
our CAP flight director, Phil Fortman, told us how they did Central Arizona. And I'll have to look that up because I just realized I missed that. But it's the strangest thing. It's something really simple. Like when they're born, they like shake them really hard and it messes up their or they pass them through some electro field and it makes them completely sterile. It's hilarious.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'd have to talk to one of our biologists on how they do that, but that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse.
There's no shortage of weeds because those grass carp get very big. I've seen them go as high as 10 to 12 pounds, and they're easily spooked, too, because you'll see them kind of just eating along the canal bank, and as soon as you walk by them, it's they're gone.
All right, last thing, and this comes back, ties it all into home ownership and quality of life. The most coveted lots in Arizona are CAP irrigated lots. I mean, those are beautiful properties.
You mean SRPs.
What did I say?
You said CAP.
My acronym's here. Thanks for catching me that.
But anyway, go
Salt
back.
Salt River Project irrigated properties. They are 98% are probably masonry homes. great structural bones. They're built on a little berm. You flood irrigate, and you know the what that opens you up to, and growing, and your landscape flexibility. They are coveted lots.
And if you're ever wondering where those are, you just what you really need to do is figure out if you're in the SRP water service area, which you can look up online. That's the first thing you want to check. And then really you just need to get out to that lot and see if it does have those berms and if the infrastructure is there. We have great customer service on our irrigated lots. I don't have one, unfortunately. I wish I did, though, too.
Me neither. I'm in the same boat, but the one drawback to those is you would have to move into town, and we work very hard to live out of town. So
yeah, that's true. They're usually in older neighborhoods that are more central Phoenix, but they are great to have.
Andrew Volkmer, we appreciate you spending Saturday morning with us talking about SRP and just educating the listeners on y'all's role in our precious water supply here to our great state of Arizona. Any final points before we're out for the hour?
Here at SRP, we're always trying to manage our water supply and ensure that it's sustainable and reliable now and into the future. So I appreciate you guys having me on. It was fun to talk about water.
We'll have to do it again because this really was like the Reader's Digest version.
Definitely.
All right, well, y'all have a great Arizona week. If you have questions between now and next Saturday, 1-888-767-4348. That is a number we answer all week long at the office, as well as monitor the email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.